Well, happy holidays, everybody. We're taking eating and drinking and gifting full on today with help from our friends at America's Test Kitchen. Lisa McManus is up next. Now, she leads the team that reviews kitchen gear and supermarket ingredients at America's Test Kitchen. Lisa, great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Well, now, you test all this stuff all year round. So what have you got for this time of year?
Oh, we have so many things that we've looked at, but I brought a small selection of a few things that we thought were a little wacky, but they actually work.
So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with something that I really love. It's called the OXO Good Grips Ratcheting Pineapple Slicer. Now, it sounds a little crazy, but and yes, you can just cut up a pineapple with a chef's knife, but it's a big job if you ever, if you like fresh pineapple, which is so great. It's a big job. They're prickly, they're big, they're messy. This thing cuts right through a pineapple, slices it, cores it, turns it into rings. You can cut those up into smaller pieces if you want. And then you get this nice hollow pineapple that just begs to be filled with a piña colada. So it's so much fun. It's so easy. I can just do one for you right now. I've got a pineapple.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, and I've got one in front of me so we can do them together. This looks like it's a stainless steel hollow cylinder, it feels like. And it's got a substantial handle on top. And then it has sort of a, it's like two opposing blades. You shove it into the center of the pineapple, and then what?
You line up the core with this round part at the bottom and has teeth on it.
Right.
And that's going to take
right.
the core out. And then it has what you can hear a little clicking.
Yeah.
It's a ratcheting handle.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put that on there.
Right.
And it turns itself and goes right down through the pineapple.
Holy cow. Wait a minute. It's
is
cutting
this awesome
it.
Or what?
It is
so
awesome
easy.
Because it's not cutting through the skin. So you're right. I'm going to get a cup out of it or a
yes.
bucket.
Oh, this and it is only takes a couple seconds.
This is fabulous. And you know what? From what I'm looking at here, you get perfect rings, but they're going to be in a spiral?
Yes, one big spiral. And you can cut those up. And it's so great because you don't get any of those prickly bits around the edges that don't
I'm ratcheting,
you know, feel good.
Yeah. I'm ratcheting.
Yep.
I'm ratcheting.
There we go.
And my pineapple is foaming at the core.
And when you're done ratcheting, you give it a little pull.
Yeah.
And it's like pulling a cork. Comes right out.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that awesome?
It is fabulous.
It looks like a big pineapple slinky.
It does. It's great. Okay. Oh, all right. Now I'm primed. What's next?
Well, the next thing is really great. It is called the Recipe Rock.
Oh, this is a very strange. This is a red thing that.
Yes. It comes in different colors, black, gray, red, whatever you like. It's about 2 inches across.
Right.
It's a little heavy semicircle.
Yeah.
And then it has a little magnet in it and a stainless steel ball that sticks to it.
So you can just, this is very cool.
It doesn't take up any counter space, but you can put, if you printed out your recipes and you're cooking, I did this at Thanksgiving, I had like 3 different recipes out and they're all getting splattered with grease or getting wet because I had them near the sink or whatever. You just put the recipe up against the back of the rock, drop the little ball on the front and it props it up.
It's sort of on concave and you put the recipe in the con of the cave and then you just pop the ball on the recipe and it's holding it up.
Yeah, right. And the magnet there with the ball and everything is propped up and it takes up no space. Easy to rinse off, throw in a drawer in between cooking, and there it is. And it's only about $9.50. Great stocking stuffer.
This is great.
Yeah, it looks strange, but then you find you really use it all the time.
Okay, now I have to ask you, there is this black thing that looks like I could slice through I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
It's called the Get Crackin' Nutcracker.
Uh-huh.
It's about $45, but this thing is the be-all and end-all of nutcrackers.
Okay.
You don't have to. I'm weak, but I love nuts.
Yeah.
If I want to crack nuts, even like Brazil nuts or something,
yeah.
It's great. It uses all this leverage in the machine. You don't have to be strong. It does the work for you.
Okay. I've put a nut under the bar.
Right. You just lift up the lever.
I lift it up.
Push it down.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really fabulous.
A whole pound of walnuts in 9 minutes flat.
Holy cow.
And it doesn't spray all the shells everywhere, and the nut meats stay intact. It doesn't smash them to smithereens. It's really nice.
Also, it's great looking. It's industrial strength
yeah,
style.
Yeah, it's like black powder-coated steel. It's very strong looking. Appeals to, like, engineers.
Okay, now I found another puzzling thing.
What's
it
that?
Is this thing that looks a little bit like a gun. You know, like it might be a water gun or something.
It's called the Swing Away Jar Opener from Amco. Now, again, like I said, I'm a wimp. I have a terrible time opening jars.
Right.
I usually try to, you know, whine at my husband, can you open this for me? This, I don't even have to bother him. I can be macho all by myself opening anything. It adjusts. It's about an 8-inch length of steel with little holes in it. And that lets you set it to different widths.
So you can ratchet it, essentially.
You can ratchet it. You basically link it, put it right on top of the jar.
I've got a jar.
Make it to the size you need.
Uh-huh.
And then you squeeze that handle.
Yeah, there's a handle.
And you can hear a little pop. And then you just turn that lid. It comes right off.
I love this. This
isn't that great? It's
old-fashioned.
Really it's an oldie but a goodie.
I like that. I have a feeling not one of these would be an expected stocking stuffer.
I don't think most people have ever heard of these things, but they all serve a purpose. They do it really well. They're all inexpensive, and they're a lot of fun for people who really loved food and cooking.
Perfect idea for a gift. Lisa, thank you.
You're welcome.
Lisa McManus is executive editor for Testings and Tastings at America's Test Kitchen. Now you can find Lisa's gadget picks on the website, splendidtable.org.